Hey everybody, welcome to my podcast show called Health Beat. My name's Brian Hazelgren, and this show is all about topics related to health and wellness and developing a positive lifestyle. We discuss topics about healthy living, and the show is full of ideas, innovations, science, and discussions with experts for the very best possible solutions to take care of your body and mind. It's time for you to feel better and look better and learn more about what's out there to help you achieve better health and wellness. I'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to Health Beat. Let's get started. Oh, I love them to death, though. They're wonderful people. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate that introduction. And Scott, it is an honor to be with everybody today. One of the things that I thought we could cover would be something that maybe you haven't heard about or hadn't thought a lot about. And I want to talk about patterns that we have in our life that we follow or don't follow. Let's talk about patterns and the power of patterns. I live in Arizona. I was born and raised and lived in Utah for many, many years. We've been down here a little over a decade in Arizona, traveled back and forth back to our office there in Utah. And one of the areas that is always interesting to me is even when I fly, when I came up there last week to see everybody, or 2 weeks ago, I guess, to see everybody, it was the same pattern flying into Salt Lake City, coming through the Point of the Mountain area. It gets a little turbulent, and I've always planned on that. And it got me thinking about, again, the power of patterns that we have in our life, and actually asking ourselves, do we follow the patterns in our life every day, every week, every month that are getting us to where we want to be? And if not, let's cover a few items. So sometimes patterns look a little bit different to some people. They might be called models or blueprints or systems, might even be called templates. But the patterns that we're looking for in our business is those patterns that will lead us to success. Now, you know, they might be called something different, but the resources that we're putting together to make this pattern happen for us each and every day, once we figure out that model, what that pattern, what that template should look like for our business, then those patterns of success will kick in and magic is going to happen. I want to point out a couple of areas that might be of interest to you. I hope they are, that when you follow a pattern, it can literally become automatic. Think about artwork. What you're seeing on the screen now is a piece of art that an artist created, and it's literally the same teardrop or the same raindrop, whatever it may be. They just put them in a different form or pattern. So the color may change, the method may even change, but the consistent part, you know, even the design, as you can see on the screen there, even the design changes, but the consistent part, when you put those pieces together, can literally create a work of art. And that's what I want to talk about today, and creating a work of art with our business, because I think it's important for us to think about the patterns that we develop each and every day. Sometimes you even see patterns like this where they you stare at them and it can get a little bit wild, and it's hard to stare at some of those particular patterns that you see on the screen. But the patterns that we develop, even in artwork, and in our lives and our business, should be able to create an easy system to follow. Those systems, those patterns are usually meant to inspire and to motivate us to take some kind of action. Now, I want you to stare at those three little diagrams or those pieces of art on the screen. And even sometimes when we figure out the pattern and we can follow it with our own eyes, guess what? Life happens, it kicks in, and the pattern starts to change. And then we have to figure out, well, if my pattern changed, what happened? What's different? And is, you know, we have things that come up in life. We've all experienced the pandemic. We've experienced the ebbs and flows and the ups and downs in business. Sometimes we have to look at those patterns, and are we still following the same pattern that will reach us or get us to that level of success? So it takes work to create something even better. And that one on the right, you know, if you stare at that too long, you'll probably get a little cross-eyed. So I might even move on from that one. But I want to point out not just patterns of artwork. How about the patterns that athletes follow. Dan had mentioned that I was a sprinter a while ago. That's obviously not a picture of me, but athletes follow patterns when they train and they practice so that they can be at their full capacity when they perform. Now, I'm an athlete. I played four sports when I was growing up. I was an All-American in two of those sports. In high school, All-State in all four sports. That was my life. That's what I thought was going to be my professional life as well, until some interesting things happened to me with some severe injuries that no longer would allow me to reach my goals and my dreams. But I still remember, well, my goals and my dreams of becoming a professional athlete, but I will never forget what was ingrained into my mind, the lessons that I learned as an athlete, because they've carried me through some difficult times. When we work together and athletes follow those patterns, it leads them to success. It's led me to success. I'm so grateful for the coaches and the teammates that I had and my parents supporting me and growing up and giving me that foundational support that I learned from athletics and participating there. The patterns that I learned to create and follow as an athlete have carried me through to win some nice awards and even be fortunate and blessed enough to be on a national championship team in football back in the day, back actually when I had hair. So our goal is to talk about today some of those things that we learned, not only in athletics, but in life in general. And one of the things we don't want to do is be that guy. Because when we're not motivated, when we get overwhelmed, we don't follow our patterns any longer. And thank goodness, some people do follow those patterns that are meaningful in our lives. So if you live in a home, or you go to work in an office, or you go to a grocery store, or any type of a structure that was created and built by contractors. There's obviously a lot of people involved, but builders follow a plan. They call it a blueprint. That's also a pattern. And each section of that blueprint or that pattern has a significant meaning to create that building or that structure that will hopefully stand through the ages of time. That blueprint, as it says on the screen, is a systematic pattern that the contractors follow. And again, the success then becomes that beautiful structure or that building that they create. Surgeons follow patterns. They were taught in medical school and especially in performing surgeries. Now, I always love to talk about this one because we're in the medical field in one of our companies. And thank goodness that those surgeons and those doctors actually follow those tried and proven practices you don't want them practicing on us while we're on the table for the first time. So thank goodness they've learned how to follow those patterns and have a successful surgery. I'm a woodworker. I love to work with wood and build furniture. When you build a piece of furniture, you literally are creating a piece of artwork, but it's a pattern that you can still follow. And I like to follow the pattern of, building furniture, but that's my relaxing place, my place to go and a way to escape for a little while. It's a little hobby that I love to have. When I follow those patterns, I can literally envision what that product or what that end result is going to look like. And I can follow that pattern to help me get there. Also, we've all flown in our lifetimes, or we fly often. Some of us have to, but thank goodness the pilots follow the same pattern in the checklist to get us from point A to point B, to get us to our final destinations and safety. Sewing patterns. My wife and my daughters love to sew. And thank goodness they do, because they have created some amazing things over the years. And, if you're sewing for a new dress or a shirt or making an outfit from scratch, you follow a pattern. And if you don't, then that end result can be something that you probably don't want to even try on or even look at yourself in the mirror. You may not even like it, but the pattern is the key element to make it come together a lot easier. Now, thank goodness we also have military personnel that follow their training patterns to help keep them safe in combat. At the end of the day, we want to talk about those patterns that we follow because, when you look at what the actual definition of a pattern is, look at the two definitions there. A repeated design, a model or design used as a guide. Let's just stop there. It's not just a needlework and other crafts, but when patterns are followed, the end result can be a perfect tapestry. So let's talk about the elements of a pattern. Those elements are, first of all, you can repeat what you created. So back to my example of building a piece of furniture. If I wanted to build a table and there's four legs, or let's just say there's two legs, but they're big, heavy legs, I got to follow the same pattern so that it looks aesthetically correct and it's structurally sound. The form. So the elements of a pattern, you've got repeat, being able to repeat something. Then you've got really to start to form or formulate where you are today, and you can think through what you've accomplished and then any changes that you would like to make along the way. So like it or not, we follow this type of same pattern when we have the desire to achieve something great. And that's what we're doing in building our businesses. So what is the pattern or patterns that you follow every day? And does it lead you to an end result that you'll be happy with and proud of? And if you answer no to that question, then it's time to reevaluate your patterns. If you're not where you want to be today, let's make a few changes. Let's think it through. Let's come up with a different strategy and something different to follow, because it's literally time to come up with a better solution if you answered no to that first question, to help you to move forward in life. And I think it's time to get serious and to ask yourself, well, what are my daily patterns? What am I doing every day? And is there anything in my life that I might be able to change or tweak just a little bit to help me to reach my pinnacle and my goals and the area of life that I want to be? So if you want more out of life, then we've got to do something about it. We can't be like that guy sitting on the couch and hoping that something's going to happen. We have to go make it happen. So look at these quotes. Pay attention to the intricate patterns. This is from Doug Dillon, of your existence that you often take for granted. Amit Ray said, great leaders know that under the turmoil of chaos and change, there is a beauty of patterns and designs. So as we pay attention to the daily patterns of our life, what are they doing for us? Are they leading us in a direction that we ultimately want to end up? And as we pay attention to those patterns, what can we tweak? What can we change? Is there something that we can ultimately end up with that might even look a little bit different today? We just have to find the right patterns in our own personal life that'll help make it easier to achieve our goals. So what I think we all need to figure out, this might be helpful because, by the way, everything that I'm talking about in this presentation is in the latest book, 8 Lifestyles of Positive People that Scott mentioned. This is a chapter in that training program. So in the book, I highlight 2 different areas, obviously positive patterns and negative patterns. So those positive patterns look like this. Passion, you have passion for what you're doing, but you plan for what you're doing. You strategize with other people and come up with a good flow. You implement what you create, and then you ultimately measure how well you're doing. And then you start that whole process over again. You're basically following a system. That's why we own a franchise. That's why we come together and we work with those systems that are already built. And now it's our job to go out and market and sell and then support our clients and our customers and hopefully achieve a positive return on investment. But there's also negative patterns. Sometimes in our lives, we may choose to follow a negative pattern, but we probably don't even know it. Those negative patterns are making excuses and blaming everybody else for something that went wrong. Or listening to the negative voices that you can't do this, or you shouldn't do this, or you can't make any of this come together, or we even procrastinate. That's a negative pattern. And then again, blaming other people for our lack of success. Those are the negative patterns we want to kick to the curb. We want to focus more on the positive patterns of life. So stick with me for just a minute here, because I want to read a few of these bullets and talk about some of them, where when we follow those patterns of success, we're going to follow a system that's been proven to work. We're learning from others. and the successes and the failures that they have. We incorporate new ideas. We become adaptable. And flexibility and versatility are always important when you're in an entrepreneurial venture. We know that, but we have to be reminded about it. Let me jump back to that that second bullet point. Learn from other successes and failures. In our company, we decided to create what we call 30-day challenge teams. And those 30-day challenge teams, not everybody in the whole system participated, but those that did in three different separate teams came back to us 2 months or a month later, 2 months. Now we're 3 months into this new program. They're coming back and the results are speaking for themselves. They have over 100 new connections that have been made between these three teams. There are over 40, I think about over 45 new meetings that have been set. Cut to the chase, there are over 6 new deals that have been signed because of following the system of these teams that we put together. Pardon me. So they're learning from other successes and failures along the way, and they're no longer feeling like they're on an island by themselves. Next area is write down and study what works and also liven things up along the way. Make it fun. Be creative. Be innovative. Allow other people to, you know, create to those ideas and the flow of what you're trying to accomplish. Emulate the traits of others. Create and maintain a positive culture. Master the art of positive thinking. Build a roadmap to your successful financial future. Those areas, my goodness, pardon me, of creating and maintaining a positive culture are really more important than sometimes we give credit to. Here's why. Sometimes when we're working together, think about maybe a negative environment that you were a part of, you were a team member of, or maybe even you created it, who knows? But when you're involved in a negative environment, things slow down, people lose trust, they lose hope, they stop being motivated. But when you're creating and maintaining a positive culture within because you're taking notice of it, that roadmap that you're building now can get you from point A to point B. It'll help you lead your team to get there much more efficiently and effectively. You can execute better. And that successful outcome in our business, you know, we measure success in multiple different ways. And financial, the huge financial uplift is obviously part of that and probably should be at the top of the list. But let's not forget of all the other things that are created along the way where we can actually have fun. And we can do good. We can help other people to achieve some of their goals and some of their successes that they're looking for. But you, as it says on the screen there, you got to want it. You just need to have that attitude that not only are you grateful for what you're involved in, but you want to win. And then help others understand how unique you truly are and the product or the service that you are bringing to them and why that's so unique and different. Those are some of those patterns of success that we want to follow. So carrying on with that theme, define what you want. So in other words, take a few minutes and write down what you want to achieve. Is it more sales? Is it more, you want to do more marketing campaigns? Is it making more connections? Do you want to have more deals that are closed? Or do you want to build a legacy? All those things have to start being defined. You have to start writing those down and not only create and write them down, but follow your own marketing strategies. Follow the strategies of the system that you bought into because they work. But you all remember that old adage that we've heard so many times before, a goal not written is only a wish. I believe that wholeheartedly. You know, if you have a goal of having a successful business, you've got to write it down. You just have to write it down. There's no other way to put that. Because at some point, sometime you'll have to remind yourself of what you actually started this business for. And when you reread what you wrote down, that'll help you get there. But it also helps others buy into your dream and your vision because you can hand them your plan. Whatever that plan may look like, if it's one pages or 40 pages, you got to take time to write it down. I can't emphasize that enough. And then, of course, you have to take action because our thoughts become our actions. And when you have the right attitude, you can accomplish a lot of things. So the primary point there is to take action. What do you really want? Follow those three things. Define what you want, write it down, and then take action. Because what happens is, what we've learned over the years is that patterns will build momentum. Now, I want to focus on point number two, on the definition of momentum. It's strength or force gained by motion or by a series of events. You know, we have good momentum in our company now, in RX to Live, because of the fact we've got a lot of teams working together and they're learning from each other and they're sharing ideas and they're actually helping each other close deals. Now, that may not work for every company, but that has built great momentum from two really difficult years where we were locked down, our clients were locked down, they wouldn't see our people. And in our business, being able to talk to people face to face is crucial. Well, we couldn't talk to the doctors. We couldn't get there to see them. We couldn't talk to the elder care facilities and employees on our workplace wellness program. They were non-existent. They were home. They weren't even at the facility. So we had a difficult time, but you know, now we've had to shift and change and come up with new strategies and new plans, but we brought it all together from those different ideas that came from others. And now we've got great momentum carrying us into the rest of 2022. All right, so consistent positive actions become unconscious motivators. Think about that for just a minute, because positive habits challenge us to show up. And even when we don't have the right drive or even the lack of energy or don't have the right motivation, once we're starting to build those patterns, it'll help us build the habits. Now, one of those habits that you may look at is, you know what, I just need to get up every morning at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. or at least get 8 hours of sleep. We've all seen the studies and heard so many different times before, even from Dr. Philippa Lally. She talked about this in one of her reports she put out, that some of these patterns are simple enough, but they have to be consistent. And the third one is, she also talked about how most of us have heard that it takes 21 days to form a habit. She's done exhaustive research, she and her team of scientists, and they said actually to change and come up with a new behavioral pattern, it actually takes about 66 days before it becomes automatic. So we've got a little bit of work to do. And once we, it's not just, you know, 21 days is a magical number. That was just a, kind of a myth that she found out. And in order for that pattern to become automatic in our lives, we've got to keep working at it. We've got to be consistent. We've got to have at least 66 days. So here's another area of three different points I want to bring home here. Create a list. Create a list of your top priorities and your objectives. An example will be, I need to market every day. I need to have a goal of setting certain number of appointments for today and for the rest of the week and the rest of the month. And what you're doing is, by creating that list, you're also at the same time building a positive culture within your company, within your clients, your customers, your vendor partners, because they're going to buy into that with you. And try reverse engineering that. Look at your goals by year, quarter, month, week, and day. Or in reverse, what do I need today that leads me into the rest of the week, that leads to the rest of the month, for the first quarter, for the second quarter, and all the way through the end of the year? Take those and work those like a math equation. Work them forwards and backwards. Get them solid in your mind and what you and start to determine what you really want to accomplish. But what do you need to do every day in order to accomplish that goal? What does it look like each and every day? And of course, again, take action. Action obviously moves us toward accomplishment. And that means like making the phone calls if you're in a service business where you have to go out to talk to people, post a social media message, send out an email, network all the time, you know, greet those customers as they come into your facility. If you're working in a retail setting, greet them with a happy, smiling face and teach your employees how to do that and provide excellent customer service every time they walk in. Last night, I had an opportunity to go to a baseball game with the Arizona Diamondbacks. And first I thought, I don't know if I have time to do that, but I want to support my son-in-law. So I went with him, and it turned out to be tremendous. It was a great networking event. We actually ended up spending 4 hours there. It was just awesome. Met some amazing people. So when you network, you're opening up doors of opportunity, but you're taking action. Just another little tidbit to throw out there. And then focus on having a positive mental attitude, because I strongly believe that a positive mental attitude will take you further in life than skill or talent ever will. And that's from my old coach in college. He told that to a bunch of us freshmen, our first year that we were there. And basically there are 104 of us sitting in the room. And he said, gentlemen, you all are going to have some experiences being away from home and something new and different in your life. And you're going to get down, you're going to get depressed. But just remember that those of you who have a positive mental attitude through all this stuff that we're going to be putting you through, whether you're on scholarship or not, if you have a positive mental attitude, it will take you further in life than your skill and your talent ever will. What a tremendous asset that's been for me and a foundational reference point for me to look back on over my lifetime. And I think that we need to start challenging that ineffective negative thinking and turn it into effective positive thinking, because it not only benefits you and your family and your loved ones and those who are associated with you, it'll benefit your entire business. I think we need to focus on that. I think we also need to talk a little bit about stress. I'm going to pull up here a few items from there were more than 300 studies that these data points are coming through. Are coming from, but I just want to share a few of them with you. When we're feeling low and in desperate need of all of our cells to rally, cells meaning C-E-L-L-S, maybe it's S-A-L-E-S too, but the immune system is standing on the sidelines waiting to hear from our playbook. That's part of our brain, part of our mental attitude. The molecules in your immune system respond to your thought patterns. And basically, you are always in control. You may not feel like it sometimes, but you are in control of those positive emotions. It's time to advance the practice of positive self-talk to the top of our to-do list. Well, all right, what will that end up doing for us? Because patterns will also help us build a healthy lifestyle and help us improve our health. We can build a positive pattern. We can create momentum, as we've talked about. And also that you can define what you want, but you have to take action. You have to establish your habits with a match of your goals. You have to match up your goals with the habits that you're forming and creating and reverse engineer that process, as we talked about before. And when you can accomplish that, you can reduce your stress, you can improve your health, and that those patterns can help you live a healthy lifestyle. It'll also help you reduce anxiety. I just read a study earlier in the week from Epic Times that said that because of the pandemic and the lockdowns and the mandates and the things that have been given to our children who are in school, they're feeling a little bit lost and full of anxiety. And literally, anxiety among teenagers from 13 to 19 is up over 300% if you consider the pre-pandemic numbers compared to now. And depression is up over 400% in our children. Well, that's a problem. And it's a problem with not just our children, it's a problem with us. So finding sections in our lives where we can start looking at positive emotions, we develop our own wake-up strategy, we help ourselves wake up to the fact that maybe something isn't right, and I need to have less worry and less anxiety. In some of these studies, when people started just thinking positively and talking positively, the findings in these over 300 plus studies are showing that any form of positive thinking is better than allowing negative thoughts to just run wild. Negative emotions can last for hours. They can last even sometimes for days. Putting our bodies and our minds in a heightened chemical state, and that's not good for us. So those studies also showed, one study had over 5,000 people that participated in it, that happiness was associated with better health. People who were happy worked more, were able to become more productive. They took less sick days, and their health dramatically improved over this 5-year span. Happy people are also less likely to engage in harmful behaviors such as smoking, unhealthy eating, and substance abuse. This is coming from the Psychological Bulletin by the American Psychological Association. So there's the reference on there too, if you want to read that later on. Positive people are happier. They're less likely to engage in unhealthy behavior. Short-term positive emotions affect how a person engages in suboptimal behaviors. Positive emotions enable people to build personal, social, physical, and intellectual capital. Positive thinking enables you to create positive emotions such as happy, joy, resilience, and contentment. As Dan and Scott mentioned earlier, because we work with so many different sections or sectors of society, I wanted to start writing some of these things down. So I did that and created some books along the way just to help people, you know, like that book in the middle, Positive People Make Things Happen. Each page it's large print, and it's just a quick positive affirmation for that day. The 8 Lifestyles of Positive People is actually, we turned that into a training system. It was actually written initially from another training system that I had created for doctors and dealing with depression, and also doctors and their staff and dealing with the negativity in medical practices. We took that particular chapter 9 out of that program and said, why don't we expand that and create it for more because more people need it. Well, this was pre-pandemic, and now we know why. Because because we work with so many different people and in all these different sectors, I wanted to give them something that they could read and find better health solutions and even create a lifestyle that they want. As Dan mentioned, we also have a HealthBeat podcast. You can go to the Positific site, look up there on the right side on the banner, and you can see podcasts, and it'll take you to some of those areas. Even if you want to be a guest, let me know. We'd love to have you on as a guest, but the whole point there is to make sure that we're, you know, sharing ideas and stories about something that's upbeat and fun and something that'll improve our health and our well-being. We've got tips from a lot of different experts that come onto that program. But anyway, follow that link and you can learn more about HealthBeat. And hopefully those different episodes will help you maybe on a tough day that you might be having or a loved one that you might want to share that information with. But and if you want to be a guest on that particular podcast, I'd be honored to have you on there. We'd love to have you. So let me know. We decided to also create not just the books, but online learning programs. So there's 47 lessons that are now online. There's live workshops that we do. There's a lot of different articles and action plans. And we even have a Positive Times newsletter. So we created all those things to help each one of us get over those difficult times that we have a better outlook on life, start realizing that there's certain patterns that we have in our life that we can follow that'll actually help us achieve more, be happier, be healthier, and follow and literally succeed at achieving our own dreams that we have. And I'm so excited for you as business owners. When I had the opportunity to create the Entrepreneurship Center at the University of Utah many years ago, there were 4 of us entrepreneurs that were asked to, you know, create the curriculum for a degree in entrepreneurship for MBA students. But also we had the privilege and the honor of teaching the MBA students, at least I did, for 10 years. That was such an incredible time for me. I learned so much from those MBA students, those I don't want to call them kids because some of them were older than me at the time that were in the program. But the thing is, that was just an amazing time for me to, and it was fun and it was rewarding, like you see on the screen. But it was also an opportunity for me to share ideas of what we had, some success that we had enjoyed in our businesses and pass those along. And that's what we're doing today. We're passing some of these things along to you to help you become happier, healthier, even help you with some of our ideas and our passion that we bring to the table to help you build a business and have a successful business. And those are some experiences that I took away from that 10-year period of teaching and training MBA students that are now working for us in our business today. And it's just a tremendous opportunity to work with you all. So if there's anything that I can do to help you, don't ever hesitate to reach out. I want to thank you all for letting me kind of rant on for a few minutes here and give you a few ideas. Hopefully they'll work. If you want to get in touch with me, there's my contact information. You've got my email address there at the top. You've got the phone number and our different websites from rxtolive and positivific.com. If you want to connect with me on LinkedIn, you can also search for Brian Hazelgren.